I'm Emily Ruffermet, editor of Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and Vending Market Watch, and I'm speaking with Pete Tullio, CFO of Worldwide Vending and Gourmet Coffee Services, as well as NAMA's incoming chairman. But the real news is Pete being awarded NAMA's Industry Person of the Year. Pete, thanks for being with us here today.
It's a pleasure to be here with you.
First off, what has being awarded Industry Person of the Year by the association meant to you?
Well, I consider it quite an honor, needless to say. It's an honor for myself. It's an honor for our company. It's an honor for everyone that works for us because we are a team, and that's the way we look at things around here, as a team. When you look back at the prior award winners in this category, it's somewhat daunting, quite honestly, and I'm a little bit in awe to think that I would be even considered in their company. So it is really an award that we cherish. I certainly cherish it, and it's going to be, my work's not done here. that's the other way to look at it. I am kind of the incoming chairman, and my work isn't finished. But it certainly is quite a recognition, and quite proud of having received it.
Well, congratulations. And what are your thoughts about the industry, today's challenges and opportunities?
Well, needless to say, I am very optimistic about the industry. This is a tremendous industry to be in, and this is a great time to be in the industry. There's so much going on that all of our industry members are certainly aware of and are participating in, and it's really quite refreshing to see everything moving in a very positive direction. I'm very happy with, obviously, we have a very dynamic CEO in Carla, and we've hired a new government affairs senior vice president in Eric, and he comes with a tremendous amount of experience on the Hill in Washington, and he's also bringing in some great ideas that are going to be unfolded in the not-too-distant future. And, of course, we have a NAMA staff that works, very hard. They're very dedicated, very efficient, and accomplish all the goals that that the board sets and that that our CEO sets for them. So when you look at everything that's gone on and you say, where is NAMA today, I think it's in the best position that it's been in a long, long time. I like to look at it this way. I think the table has been set. Now it's time for the meal. I think we have some incredible opportunities ahead of us. We all obviously are aware of micro markets and the explosion that's occurred in that area, and I think the One Show is going to be dedicated in large part to micro market training and education. And the way the CTW has grown has really been a source of, actually pride for all of us that are involved in the coffee service committee. And the One Show, needless to say, has become truly a world-class event. And anyone that misses the One Show has really missed an opportunity to see where this industry is going and to be part of it. So with everything that's happening, it's just terribly exciting to be part of it. I'm excited to become the incoming chairman, obviously, because things are really moving in a positive direction. I hope the rest of the membership and the industry feels the same way, and I think they do.
Well, terrific. I look forward to it. Well, thanks so much, Pete, for being with us today, and congratulations again. For Automatic Merchandiser and Vending Market Watch, this is Emily Ruffermet.